Marconi made it,
and we love it. Radio Moments.
Wow, I'm just blowing out some candles here. He celebrates his 90th birthday this week. His radio career began in 1949.
And we heard Just in Time, played by Billy Tennant and his orchestra. And that brings Open House to a close for this morning, produced by Harry Walters and Peter Bell. And our thanks to our two guests this morning, Dickie Henderson and Ormsby Wilkins. In 40 seconds from now, Jimmy Young takes the Radio 2 airwaves. In the meantime, this is Pete Murray signing off by wishing you all, wherever you may be, a very happy and peaceful day. Bye now.
Pete Murray, he was on Radio Luxembourg, The Light Programme, Radio 2, LBC, and 3 o'clock on the first day of BBC Radio 1. It's a good week for Radio 2 stalwart birthdays. This chap is 94.
Good morning, all. And that's the first lie of the day. It's absolutely terrible down here in London. It's definitely your SOS morning. Showers of snow all over the place. And having, like the rest of all the country, I suppose, slipped and slithered and slid to work, that slides smartly into the first record of the morning, and we will follow the bouncing ball.
How much preparation do you put into the show?
Well, in terms of this morning, not a lot.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
The Gloucestershire tones of Jimmy Young, the only Radio 1 presenter ever to have a number one hit. His last Radio 2 broadcast before he handed to Jeremy Vine was 12 years ago now. 1988 now, and a Radio 1 farewell.
Summer Radio on the Peter Powell Show.
Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. I was actually, there's a number of people, for those who can't see, in the radio studio. There are many Radio 1 producers, many people who've been involved in Radio 1 for a long time, and certainly helped me out with my career so far. Starting with the person who actually signed me, I'd like to say thank you to Doreen Davis, who brought me to Radio 1 in the first place, to Johnny Beeling, who's allowed me to stay here. Thank you, Johnny. One more record to play, and then just one final word, and then that's it. And this is the last record from Genoma Trading, Love and Affection.
Goodbye, Radio 1, said Peter Powell. This week in 1961, the Pilkington Committee gathered over tea and biscuits to hear Frank Gillard play examples from half a dozen of the BBC's closed-circuit local radio trials.
Town and Gown, our weekly magazine of news and views from and about the university.
The request we've had this morning is for any record of Frank Sinatra for Rosalind Mitchell of Providence Row. Rosalind, your friend Sandra has asked for this record for you. She says you've just broken your leg, and at the moment you're feeling rather miserable.
Good roasting chickens are selling at 3 and 4 a pound, and boilers at 2 and 4.
What about turkeys?
Turkeys are 4 and 6 a pound.
Cool. The BBC local radio off-air trials from the early 1960s, and those programmes were hugely helpful in persuading a reluctant Pilkington committee to consider local broadcasting. It was to be another 6 years before the proper BBC local radio experiment began. That same week, Alan Freeman took over Pick of the Pops.
Before we do spin those top three discs of the day, let's meet the man who'll be in charge of Pick of the Pops as of next week, Alan Freeman. All right, Fluffy?
Hi, David.
Tell me just what's going to happen next week.
Well, next week in Pick of the Pops, we're going to have 3 20-minute segments. The first 2 segments of 20 minutes, we're going to present the new discs, the new releases. Mm-hmm. I hope I have the same wisdom as you in picking them. And from 11:20, all the current top 20 hit paraders.
Alan Freeman assuming the Picking of the Pops slot from David Jacobs this week, 54 years ago, and sounding so proper too, wasn't he?
Hi, David.
Hello, Fluff. When ITV launched this week in 1955...
A new public service is about to be launched over the rooftops of old London.
Radio was well and truly under threat, so the Archers pulled out the stops with a plot to seize the headlines. It was the death of one of the original characters, Grace Archer, in a fire in the stables.
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush. Come on, Judy. Sling your coat over her head. Now, come on.
All out now.
Yes, take these two. Okay, I've got Judy.
I've got the other.
It's an inferno in there.
This is a memo from H. Rooney Pelletier, who was the controller of the network on which the Archers went out. And it's marked strictly confidential. The more I think about it, the more I believe that a death of a violent kind in the Archers, timed, if possible, to diminish interest in the opening of commercial television in London, is a good idea.
BBC written archivist Jackie Kavanagh. That episode this week, 60 years ago, attracted an audience of 20 million. Radio fundraisers are now commonplace, aren't they? But in its time, this one was the biggest ever. During the war, America was selling war bonds, and they were to cut the amount of money in circulation, therefore reduce inflation, and fund the war. So, this week in 1943, Kate Smith mounted a fundraising effort over 16 hours on the CBS radio network.
Hello, everybody. Today is a day that no living American can ever forget. Invasion Day. Forged into our consciousness in letters of fire. It marks the pinnacle of weeks and months and years of anguished preparation, the consolidating of our mighty forces. This is the hour of the death blow to those, our enemies.
Kate Smith, who entertained on radio for over five decades, she was dubbed the First Lady of Radio, and that appeal became a textbook case study on persuasion. She died in 1986. Back home in the East Midlands, Gem 106 is the regional adult contemporary service. It used to be Heart, before that it was Century, but it launched this week 18 years ago as Radio 106.
But before we hear the first record, I'm very pleased to be able to hand over to the nation's most famous television newlyweds, John Savident and Sherry Hewson.
So it gives me such great pleasure to declare Radio 106...
See... Oh, Maureen, what? My love, my what? Bride, you must be straight. What's all this about 106?
The launch of the short-lived Radio 106. Its name lasted just a year. Children's Favourites was a popular programme on the Light programme over the bread and dripping through the 1950s. And this week in 67, it evolved into Junior Choice.
Hello, children. Everywhere, this is Uncle Mac. Good morning to you all. Well, another mixed bag, and I hope a few requests that I don't recall having included before. If you're settled down and ready, so am I. Let's begin with a gay one sung by Alma Cogan. This is for Alan Whittaker.
Goodbye, Children's Favourites, hosted by Uncle Mac and later Leslie Crowther. So, with the end of the West Midlands Digital Multiplex MXR 2 years ago...
If you can't figure it out, hit kerrangradio.co.uk/transmission and you'll find some helpful tips. Or just ask a young person.
The death of Peter Tate from Trent Air and Magic 13 years ago.
And not forgetting a musical mix of hits and oldies.
Tony Blackburn's final show on Radio 1, 31 years ago.
And this is the sort of end of an era, really.
The Sweet Music Pirate Station 390, launching from a fort in the Thames Estuary 50 years ago.
We trust that you've enjoyed our programmes today, and that you'll join us again tomorrow.
From our own correspondent beginning on the Home Service 60 years ago.
You mean a programme with just chaps talking?
And Radio 1's 15th Breakfast Show Act beginning 3 years ago.
Good morning, Great Britain. And welcome to this, a brand new breakfast show.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.